Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, happy to be visiting with Jeremiah Makahununiu on our show here today. And Jeremiah, that's a mouthful of a last name for me to try to say. It took a little while for me to get it. I got it right, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yep. You're about the only one.
Well, I appreciate it. I've been practicing a lot. And the amount of plays you make out there on the field, I've had to learn how to say that one quite a bit. And that included on Saturday. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. But first time in the studio. Good to meet you, Jeremiah. How you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah, it's nice to meet you too.
First question we'll start off today, just kind of letting fans get to know about the season, get to know about who you are a little bit, making a lot of plays, number 43 out there. How much fun was it last Saturday at New Mexico Highlands? You guys got that 46-16 win and came up with a huge victory. How much fun was that game for you?
It was fun. I think we finally put together a full game, offense and defense. It was nice to just have things like fall into place and a lot of stuff that we worked on come through, so...
You played a high-powered kind of Highlands offense with a bunch of skill guys. How were you able to really shut them down and just have 16 points on the board from them?
A lot of it was game plan. They had a couple guys I really liked to go to that we were able to hold down and then just stop any kind of run they were trying to do. Contain that quarterback, too. He was kind of a big part of it, so... just picked out their strengths and made them play left-handed, took those away from them. So
I love that. Made them play left-handed.
That's our coach Sassy. That's what he always likes to say about offenses. So
that's great. Yeah. Jeremiah Makahununiu, middle linebacker and a senior for the Eagles on the show today. You capped the game with an 88-yard interception return for a touchdown. That had to be a great moment for you running down the field.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It's my first touchdown I've ever scored, so it was pretty good one, I think, just to have started. But
only no touchdowns in Pop Warner or high school like that or anything?
I was a left guard in high school and linebacker, so it was pretty much just tackling and then blocking for other guys. So,
man, what a thrill for you. Take me through that play a little bit. Did you really see that developing early and say, hey, this is where that ball's going, and you jumped right in and knew that pick was coming pretty much?
Not as much. I kind of spot dropped into my zone a little bit, and we had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit, and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands, and then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Yeah, one of your teammates was joking with me and told me that you knew there was one of their fast guys that was trying to chase you down, and you told him you were sort of thinking about, I only got to beat this guy, right?
Yeah, I wasn't sure where he was either, so I was thinking about the worst thing that could happen if I was on the 5-yard line, a little fist just came through and popped that out, but... I just tried to focus on running as fast as I could, and it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out great. It was an awesome moment, a great touchdown. It really ended up sealing up the game that you guys already essentially had pretty much won, and then you took that pick back, and Highlands, their comeback attempt was no more. Jeremiah Makahununiu, middle linebacker, with us on the show today. And let's talk about how you got here to CSC. Your first year was during that weird COVID schedule pandemic last year, so fans didn't get much chance to see you play, only 4 games last year. You came from St. Cloud State because they dropped football a couple of years ago. What do you remember about when you found out the news that your football program was being dissolved? That had to be a tough moment.
It was kind of hard to believe at first, for sure, because there was rumors that had kind of gone around before, but once we finally had the meeting and it was official, it was just kind of like, okay, well, where are we all going to go next? And I don't know. And Coach Long came up to St. Cloud, and I talked to him, and I thought, maybe Chadron's worth the place to visit. Came out and visited. I liked it. So,
is that? Did you have a lot of coaches immediately coming at you like St. Cloud's dropping football? We're gonna dive in and go get all these guys. Did you have sort of your? Was that happening? A lot of coaches coming. Yeah. A lot of doors being knocked on.
Yeah, there was a lot of coaches coming in for all of our guys, and a lot of different schools looking for just specific guys, specific positions. So, I don't know. It was kind of a weird experience, but. I think it ended up working out for me. So
yeah, I'd say so. You like Shadron. You're playing great for Shadron State, starting linebacker. So things have on the football field certainly have turned out well. And do you keep in touch with your former teammates at St. Cloud? Do you have guys? Are they still a lot of them playing and sort of spread out around?
Yeah, they're all spread out. There's some in Wisconsin playing D3s. There's some in North Dakota's playing D1, D2. Some still in Minnesota playing D3 to D2. And they're kind of everywhere, some NAIA guys. But I keep in touch, and they're all kind of doing pretty well, too. So it's nice to see them succeed, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said Coach Long had reached out to you, kind of said, hey, this is what Shadron State is. What did you really make your decision based on? Did you decide, you came out on the visit, you like town, obviously, in the school. Was that pretty much what sold you, or was there other things around that you were like, you know, this is the place to be?
Yeah, I kind of liked playing a new conference. I kind of liked the culture behind Shadron and kind of like how they were sitting in the conference. They're kind of like a team that can really win any game, like not going to step down for nothing. And if you're not coming prepared, if you're coming to town not prepared, then you might have a tough game with them. So
yeah,
I just kind of liked that. Liked how they did things, and
you got CSU Pueblo coming in this week.
Yep.
Have the guys kind of, you're being relatively new to CSC, just a year and a half in, have they sort of let you know how big of a game this is for the Eagles?
Yeah, I've heard on both sides that both teams are super invested in the game, and I'm kind of excited to play. Should be a high energy game, pretty physical game. I don't know, I'm excited. Good teams are always fun to play, so.
Yeah, it's more fun to play good and challenging opponents than teams that, you know, you feel like you could kind of walk over or really dominate against. So make big plays against teams like that, maybe. But I see you as a guy who really likes the challenge of facing really tough teams.
Yeah, gives you a reason to get up and do it, I guess. Makes it worthwhile, worth doing.
Jeremiah Makahunu-Niu, starting linebacker with us on the show today. So the defensive line, they like to call themselves the Hippos. They got this nickname, and they love it. They embrace it. And with you and Travis Wilson, Noah, an amazing starting group of linebackers. You've got Xavier Harrell behind you, too, who's making a bunch of plays, and Joey Guile, and hope he can get back from injury soon. Saxon, also in there, a young guy. You guys have yourselves a nickname or anything you like to call yourselves?
We just call ourselves the Prick Crew. I guess we try and be pricks out there. Nice in between snaps, but during the whistle, you know, kind of anything goes. So,
right.
Yeah, I guess that's about all we got.
All right. Yeah. You want to be a thorn in the side of the opponents,
yep.
You want them to not really like you all that much because you're making big plays. I get it. So who do you watch in NFL or college? Do you like watching football outside of playing? Or?
Well, I'm a Denver fan just through my family. We all are. But honestly, I don't watch too much. I guess I'm more I just pay attention to what we're doing in the moment.
Well, I think it's kind of funny, you know, talking to you guys and different athletes in their respective sports, you'd think, well, they play this sport. They must watch it nonstop. But you kind of like to get something a little bit different. You're so involved with football every day of your life. Take something else for entertainment. What else do you do? What do you watch then? If you're not watching football and not into that, what kind of stuff do you keep entertained with outside of playing college football?
Sports wise, I really like watching UFC kind of fighting type stuff. My dad teaches martial arts back in Sioux Falls, so it's kind of something I grew up doing. So it's kind of fun to watch and help me get away from football since it takes up so much time.
Do you practice martial arts or?
Yep. Yeah. So I started when I was 4 and then did it up through high school till I ended up going to college. And then whenever I'm back, I'll go take some classes, go run some
judo
classes.
Judo or taekwondo?
Taekwondo, yep.
Taekwondo, okay.
Yep, mostly.
I got to, I think, a yellow belt in judo.
Yeah.
A second belt, I think. Yeah, tying that square knot was really tough for me when I was a kid.
Yeah, that takes some getting used to a little bit, but...
Yeah, that was kind of the end for me. Sad, I didn't make it very far. But
yeah.
It's great that you're into that and getting and have that activity to do. Very unique, don't hear that from many student-athletes out in this area. What do you want to do, you know, after school? And what are you studying right now here at Shadron State? You're a senior? Are you about done with school then?
Yep, so I'll be done in the spring. I'm a wildlife management major, so any kind of work for like the Forest Service or Department of Agriculture, anything like that is kind of what I'm looking into doing. Some wildland fires, something too. I just like to stay active, I guess, so
yeah,
a job where I can move around and work with my hands is pretty much what I'm looking for.
Well, that's awesome. And this is a great place for you to go to school with mm-hmm. Pine Ridge and the Black Hills and the state park with camping and hiking and those things you like to do outside of playing football. Do you have some favorite trails or places that you like to camp or hike?
Yeah. So this summer, mostly I kind of go up to the Keystone area up in the hills and kind of by Custer, that kind of area. I have a buddy that kind of lives up there that we like to go camping and hiking with, and then we'll go climbing every now and then too up in that area. So pretty much anywhere you can go, that is pretty much a good spot.
Have you made your way over to Colorado yet in some of those mountain areas for some hiking and some camping? I grew up in Denver, and so there's some, I could been to plenty of places in the mountains. There's a lot of really good hiking and camping trails up in that area.
Yeah, I've been out in kind of like the Breckenridge area and like that kind of spot, I guess, to go hiking and go visit and go check out kind of trails out there, and up in Montana a little bit, but I don't know, it just depends on when I can get out. It's pretty much
kind of
what
tough
dictates it. Tough
during season in school to get out and be able to go pick a weekend to go camping when you got football games and things to play. But I imagine part of your favorite thing here for playing for CSC in the RMAC conference, guys, we get to travel to some great places, get to go mm-hmm. through the Colorado mountains a lot. Do you, when you're traveling on the bus and looking out at the mountains, do you get a joy out of that and kind of looking at those things?
Looking at the scenery, that's like another reason I kind of wanted to come out here, because you guys go to all these new places that I've never been, never played before, so new experiences always good.
That's great. What's the favorite road game we've had so far that you've been to with CSC?
I liked playing at Mesa. We played there last fall, too. I kind of like their stadium, the kind of energy they had. I'm looking forward to this game in Golden, too. I hear they got a good energy, too. So, I don't know. I like going to all the places. Anywhere I haven't been is pretty much a good spot.
Yeah. Jeremiah, the explorer, Makahunu Niu as well.
So.
Great linebacker and loves to go out and enjoy the outdoors and see some new places. And Jeremiah, we'll leave it there for today. It's been great to get to know you and share your story with the fans. Watch him this weekend. Fans number 43 out there making a bunch of plays against CSU Pueblo. Jeremiah Makahunu Niu, our guest on the radio and podcast, Shadron State Sports Journal this week. Jeremiah, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you too. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Shadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Shadron.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.